what the word is, flattered by the Lord about how this house is growing so almost now effortlessly. And spiritually, how we're capturing the wave of his presence and the meaning of scripture and the meaning of heavenly life and being transformed out of ourselves into him. And I was reading a book where I got the quote from, and I just didn't know where to stop, you know, for the quote for today, because it's also good. And there's a whole lot more, by the way. Problem is, Richard Rohr was way back there, so he wrote real funny, right? So it takes me an hour to draw out what up and make it contemporary language that we would, you know, we wouldn't be saying, huh? But his books are, his writings are wonderful. But again, if you read them without help, you want to put it right back down. But yet, if we can get the thrust of it, we catch on to true Christianity and what God meant for everything to be. It's like Cammie said, what would it be like if they hadn't, you know, fallen? Love would rule the day, you know. There would be no selfishness, you know. There'd be nothing. We wouldn't know what self was all about, you know. And so Christ then had to shed his blood for that. And this is what I need to talk about a little bit today, is the blood. And, you know, as this was starting to be revealed to me, I'm like, okay, we're going to take communion. And the Lord said, no, you're not. Because as soon as we take communion, we get back in the natural. See, as soon as we take the elements, we get right back in the natural. And so the whole thing that's so awesome to me is how this house is growing in the spirit. And we got to keep growing in the spirit. And if you really look back for the last few years, it's been this, you know, we've got to grow in the spirit. We've got to come out of the natural and not out of the natural thinking and understand the things that the Lord would have and things are from heaven. So I've got to talk about the blood today. And, you know, the spirit of the blood, not just the blood, but the spirit of the blood. And, it's refreshing to know that there's a house that God's built that's growing spiritually and can receive. And like Chris said, not from what's fallen off the table, but from the table itself. And, you know, it's a whole thing that eventually we'll sit at the table with the Lord, right, in the consummation of it all. But we can't take that for granted, because there may still be some people who are just getting it off the floor, you know. In other words, it's a blessing to be able to sit at the table and take of what he can give us and receive the life that he can give us. So let's talk about the blood, and let's talk about communion in another way. So I asked Raquel to fill these up for me. And she said, all I have, you know, I don't have anything. I said, well, go to Shorty's corner store and go get some juice. So this is not wine, this is juice. but like it said here, nothing wrong with that. That wine, his blessing, his love is like wine and something. I wish I could remember. It's so good. Yeah, it's a blessing here today. This is like an apostolic spirit in here, an apostolic flavor in here, so we can really touch him. It's one thing the Lord showed me this morning about this. You know, this is why I was going to say we're going to take communion. And he said, that's not what I'm going to show you this about, you know. But there's a twofold aspect of the blood, you know. It's, you know, one is the blood covers us so that no sin reaches God. No sin we commit on a daily basis reaches God. Not one bit of it. No sin reaches God. Jesus is the propitiation for it all. So God doesn't see Mike. God sees Jesus, the spotless lamb. So when Jesus went to heaven and poured the blood out, and because that's where it went, that's what happened. Remember, Scripture says by the eternal Spirit he offered his blood at the heavenly altar. See, you know, so the whole problem. See, God's got to get you. Everything was in for heaven's sake. God has to get you off the earth and go to heaven with Jesus, because that's where everything starts from. Heaven, you know. You know, Sarah, that's just why we got to know this heavenly life, because it's the only real life. And so God's problem is getting Pastor Mike off the earth. If I can get Mike off the earth, if I can get Mike to stop living an earth life, but dwelling in the heavens with me, and that's where his blood, that's where the blood of Jesus has cleansed him. And now he's no longer earth dweller. He's a heavenly dweller. See, we'll get more to that, get into more of that a little bit later. But see, Shelley, he took this blood up here and he offered it up into heaven. See, he offered it up in heaven. See, and that was toward God. That blood was toward God. So God wouldn't see how bad and death doomed Mike is and sin ridden Mike is. So I'm picking on Mike, but of course, you know, Mike is us, right? We are all Mike. We're all Mike. I hope that's okay. We're all Mike. So, you know, he sprinkled his blood on the heavenly altar, and God got satisfied. See, it doesn't matter, you know, so Gloria is going to grow in that God satisfaction, but everything is still covered. Everything's covered, you know. Love covers what? How many sins? Okay. This is love blood, Shelley. This is love blood. Right? So that's toward God. But see, toward you, that's toward God. See, God's satisfied. But toward you, see, Jesus' blood is two ways. It's toward God, but then it's toward you. What did he say? You drink it. Why am I drinking it? So that not only is it toward God, it gets in me, right? God is toward God for you. Toward you is for you and in you, see? So now you can live a blood life. Now, what is that? Goodness gracious, I felt that. So when you get in the spirit like that, the Lamb of God, you know, a lamb is always slain, you know, so you have the sacrificial lamb. So not only was he sacrificed for you, he was sacrificed to put a sacrificial life in you. Can you hear that? So the true nature of Christianity is always lamb-like. It's always sacrificial. It's always the Jesus just didn't cover your sins. He came to apply the blood sacrificial life to you. The life you live. What is Romans? Remember Romans 12. That scripture with 12:1. That scripture that we read all the time. Will present you by the mercies of God to do what? Present your bodies how, like a living sacrifice, right? The blood was going up was for God. The blood coming down for you to drink is so that you can live out Romans 1 and 2. See? It's the nature of true Christianity, right? I present my body, how, Derek, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is what? This is my reasonable service. This should be doing, this is the nature of true reasonable Christianity, is to live sacrificially. But somehow Did I see Tina? Somehow, Tina, we've lost in America the essence of true Christianity. It has nothing to do with sacrifice. It didn't come from heaven, from the Lamb at the throne. It didn't come from heaven. We have our own idea of churchism is to get, and, you know, be blessed, right? You don't want me to use my phrase, blessed and whatever, right? The true nature of Christianity is the blood. Not only for your forgiveness, but I'm gonna apply Christ's sacrifice. I'm gonna die for you, but I also want you to drink me. I'm gonna die for you, but Tina, I want you to drink me. And when you drink me, see, you don't do Romans 1 and 2. By yourself. When you drink me, I'm going to start to live in you this way. This is evidence. This is proof that you're drinking me, because you're going to sacrifice your life like I sacrificed mine. Christianity to you is not going to be just what I can get. You're going to love God for love. And love ourselves for God, you know. Bernadine, we're coming back to true Christianity, see. And see, this is what the Lord, you know, America has no sacrificial life in it. And so you get the commercials, you know, we're going to give you the best of this and you deserve that. You know, come get this because you deserve that. We're going to give you something that makes you a top notch in society and to help. But really they're trying to get your money and cause you to be a consumer. Name me one commercial that says, Robert, live a sacrificial life. Won't sell. Well, you know, when the scriptures, Raquel, talk about being obedient, it's like it's a sacrificial life. It's not like I'm a robot and I'm going to obey every. I got the spirit of the Lamb. I have the spirit of communion. I have the spirit of a sacrificial life. I'm drinking of, you know. When Jesus would say, eat my flesh, drink my blood. Because he that drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. The sacrificial lamb will start to become abiding in you. And before you know it, you're giving stuff away. You're sacrificing your time and your money and your thoughts and everything else. You're not even trying, because the Lamb's dwelling in you. Not because you're trying to do the things that God, that, you know, the law says. See, here's the difference on taking communion every first Sunday, let's say, and all it is a ceremony. There is no sacrifice in it. There's not a sacrificial spirit in it. Where's our sacrificial spirit? Where's the Jesus in us wanting to give our life for one person to get saved? Where is that? I'll give up this and this. You know, Christianity, we pray this blessing, getting this, getting that. When does it become more blessed to give? We can only get that from the Lamb. We can only get that from true communion. See, what good is it for us to have communion service for every first Sunday, but there's no sacrificial nature inside of us that's working? He not only came to shed his blood for us, but to apply the blood to your life so that you can start living and sacrificing like Romans says. You know, we're declared like sheep all the day. But then he goes on with all these things, we're more than conquerors, right? We conquer by sacrifice. Not by man's power, not by might. See, this whole thing's a dichotomy, you know. Who can figure that out? God, you want me to be sacrificial but be a conqueror too? That's how Jesus conquered, be sacrificed, and then God took care of everything. It's a whole different kind of way that God makes things happen for us. Present your body as a living sacrifice. This is all by the Spirit, by the way. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Everything, my whole body, my whole nature, my whole, all your human, all of us, is the only thing we're meant for, a sacrifice to God. This is the whole thing about, by the way, Abraham sacrificing Isaac. And I, and the whole thing about sacrificial life. Present your body a living sacrifice. Is that up there, D? Holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is, look, it's totally opposite of the world, isn't it? Don't be conformed to this world. It's totally different. It's totally different from the world. It's totally different from the world. The world says, don't, you know, be successful, whatever. God says, the way of Christ, Christian, the way of a Christ, Christian, Christ with I-A-N-S on it, is same way he did it. Because we got to get out of the world. 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 Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? The mind gets renewed, you live for sacrifice, that you may prove that which is good and perfect and acceptable to the will of God. You know, I'm starting to realize that I have my most trouble when I don't yield to this, you know. I have my most trouble because, see, God is always trying to get you to in the heavenlies. And my trouble is when he's trying to transition me to the heavenlies, where I belong, where I'm supposed to be dwelling, but I still have an earthly mind about things. And so when I don't yield to it, there's always this friction, and God's not going to give up on it. I'm going to get Taba to heaven one way or the other. And Taba keeps resisting and resisting. And I'm saying, well, I got to put this in a way so she can see something. And she complains about that. This is not really Taba. She never complains. Then she put this in a way, and she complains about that. Then 10 years later, I put this in a way, but she complains about that. You have most of our trouble because with God, everything is heavenly. Everything. Everything is from the throne down, not from the earth up. So everything is heavenly. So we don't have trouble with this, right? We have trouble with this. Even Ephesians says we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's just a phrase to us most of the time. So here's Sarah's life. I'm dragging her across the floor like a living sacrifice. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And then Sarah gets up and says, thank you so much. I'm just trying to use that as an analogy. I'm not saying, you know, this is the life that we live. This is where our victory comes from. This is what we have to press into. We have to press into this right here. You have to press into life. You know, so I have the example with Sarah, but I'm dragging her across the floor, but it's a 20-year process. In other words, you have to keep pressing into it. It doesn't come easily. It's like freedom. That's because it's freedom. Freedom doesn't come. Freedom, even though Emancipation Proclamation, Lincoln, but there were some people. After it was written, it's just paper. But there had to be some bloodshed. There had to be some sacrifice. could watch the Harriet Tubman movies. You know, there has to be some sacrifice along the line. You have to press into freedom, right? You have to press into the heavenlies. You have to press into the kingdom. You have to take it by force. And it's always going to be a fight, a struggle. There's going to be some violence there. So some of the things that we're going through is just the violence. And God saying, present your body, living sacrifice. You know, live like the Lamb. Then he goes on to say what? For I say to you, by the grace given to me, Paul says, to every man that is among you, not to think himself of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think soberly. Because God's given, dealt with every man, dealt to every man a measure of faith. Why? So you can get to the heavenly. So you can get outside of BJ, you got to get outside of loving yourself and presenting yourself to, from that to presenting yourself as a living sacrifice unto God, acceptable and holy to God, right? So he allows us to go through things. Sometimes you got to sacrifice your time. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your money. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your thinking. Sometimes you have to sacrifice being right or your rights, like we have any. You have to sacrifice that. Sometimes you have to sacrifice whatever, you know. I guess really the only Holy Spirit can show us what that means because it's so spiritual. Sometimes we got to give up. Instead of getting, which, you know, Christ never, ever, ever, he always had others in mind. He always had other people in mind. He always had other people in mind. He always had other people in mind. Sacrifice, 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 sacrifice. And God's going to have us grow in that sacrificial life. Ephesians D. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made close by the blood of Christ. The way we get closer to Jesus is let him work his spirit in us. We're made now by the blood. What does the blood mean? A sacrificial life. The more we have a sacrificial life in him, the closer we get to him. Again, what's the use of us having communion and drinking the blood and eating the flesh, but there's no spirit of sacrifice in it? What's the use in that? What's the use of Mike taking the blood and drinking it? This is your blessing for being close. Well, if you want to call it that, let's watch Mike drink of the blood. He's drinking for us all. This is our Mike, isn't it? We're all Mike today. This we do in remembrance of him. What do we remember about him? He sacrificed. Now I'm applying my sacrificial life to you. As soon as he drank, now, as soon as he drank, I'm a lamb for the slaughter. As soon as he drank it, I'm a lamb for the slaughter. I obey God and yield to the lamb process of presenting my body as a living sacrifice unto God. God, whatever is necessary for Christ to get his glory, do you know that he could never live and be exalted in resurrection until he was slain as a lamb? Do you know that you can never live in resurrection and in the resurrection life until you come in union with him with his sacrificial death and suffering? Thank God we can hear this. we've been made nigh by the blood. So nigh by the blood. Put it up to your mouth again, Pastor Mike. We've been made nigh by the blood. The blood just can't be a ceremony to us. It has to have spirit in it. Are y'all following me? It can't be. People say, well, I've got to, it says it. The Bible says it. Well, what's the use in taking it if there's no spirit in it? So you got a whole church world taking it every week, but there's no spirit in it. You drink the blood at 12 and by 2. And here's God saying, Ross Kennedy, drink my blood. What good is this sacrifice if this isn't a sacrifice? Right? You're giving to God, and see, thank God, but you're giving to God, but where he really wants first is you. So this is you. You're a white envelope with some black whatever, and y'all follow me. Revelation D. How do you overcome? By the blood. What has that meant to you? What has that meant to you and me? Well, we overcome is by presenting our body as a living sacrifice. The whole thing with Isaac just wasn't a story. It's prophetic. Darren, this is when we kind of start not liking it. What happened to my God shall supply all my need? Believe me, Paul knew about this when he wrote that. Matter of fact, that's probably one reason we don't get our need supplied, all of them, because we don't know the true nature of Christianity. In other words, and Pastor Ross will say this, sometimes we got to listen to her every now and again, right, Tara, every now and again. If you can give it up, if you can sacrifice it all, if you can give it up, you can have it all. But our human minds don't work that way. We want something different. I don't think. So Andrew Murray said it like this. Oh, did I read Revelation? Oh, let's go back to Revelation. Oh, yeah, we got to hear this part. They overcame him by the blood. Think about that. Let me just stop. They overcame by the blood. What does that mean? That means his blood, but that means when you drank, drink again, Mike, you became an overcomer. You know why? That's why what Jesus said, he that overcomes will sit with me in my throne. See, we can't overcome until we drink of him. We try to overcome Jerry in our own strength. You got to overcome by the sacrifice that you make, the living sacrifice. I want to hear people say, I'm an overcomer again, and I say, no, about the sacrifice. I want to hear about the, Look, what do they love not their lives even unto death? Is that not a living sacrifice? I don't love my life. I'll give it to you. I mean, Pastor Glow would share. It was years ago. She said, well, I mean, I had a dream, a vision, what a dream I think it was, that I was, there was a big old highway, and they didn't have any lines in them. You know, the highway has the white lines in the middle like that. And she said, I was painting the lines white with a fingernail polish brush and loved it. That was a lamb. She had drunk. Now maybe we can have communion this morning, right? And get out on the road with Glow. It's because, see, when the blood of the lamb starts working on the inside of us, we sacrifice with joy. We willingly do it. God, you picked me to sacrifice this stuff with you. And he said, come sit on my throne with me. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of testimony that they love Christ more than themselves. It's that love thing we wrote about Richard Rohr. And they love not their lives even unto death. Therefore, rejoice ye heavens. And woe unto them that dwell in, and woe, and, oh, throw, rejoice heavens and ye that dwell in them, right? By the way, that's not when you die. That's not when you die. Rejoice the heavens and you that dwell in them. Pastor Glow is dwelling in the heavens with me now. Rejoice because we dwell in the heavens, right? Thank God he's made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, right? Well, rejoice those who dwell in the heavens now. Joy, we're dwelling in the heavens. We should be rejoicing every day, Chris. We can eat off the table now. We're dwelling in the heavens. We're eating the real heavenly bread now. But he says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you. See, God's trying to get you off the earth. See, the prophetic teachers say this is when the last, you know, in the last tribulation. No, this is right now. God's got to get you off the earth. God's got to get you off the earth. Because look, woe to you who dwell in the earth. It's like that big, Chris, it's like that big hippopotamus, you know, trying to swallow in our children. There's a woe there. Lead the sacrificial life and dwell in the heavens. Lead the sacrificial life and dwell in the heavens. Lead the sacrificial life and dwell in the heavens with me. This whole new land, this whole new country, this whole new sphere, this whole new radical new creation, that old things passed away. And everybody, James, walks like the lamb that was slain. Everybody. Roz does, Glow does. We walk like the lamb. Derek, Ron walks like the lamb. Who can be more like the lamb tomorrow? Those the heavenly dwellers, see. Woe unto them who are inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down for you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time's short. Is God saying, stay in the heavens with me? Because all of the woe comes to those who love earth and dwell on earth and love, you know. I love when it gets quiet like this. Hold this for me. I just want to read. Oh, no, B's got it. Andrew Murray. We can rely upon the Lord Jesus to reveal the power of his blood. You know, so if nothing else, we're getting a hint into the power of the blood. It's meaning something to us. Remember Abraham and Isaac. What did he have to do? He had to sacrifice Isaac. And what did he have? A ram in the bush, right? Because there had to be some bloodshed. There had to be some bloodshed. Because when man fell, the only solution to his problem is with some blood. So remember Cain and Abel? Abel, what did Abel have to do? He had to kill that first animal, that firstborn animal sacrifice. There had to be some blood. In other words, we got to bring love sacrifice back onto the earth again. And so you have it everywhere. By the way, so you had Abel and Cain, then you had Abraham, and then you had the children of Israel in Egypt, right? And the firstborn of Pharaoh was killed. And what did he tell him to do? Put the blood on the doorposts. And then, Brenda, everybody's still listening. When they got over and God was about to build his house where his presence was, and he told Moses, who has some scriptures, not a phone scripture. May I have it? I mean, they're the same, but this is better for illustration. Right. This Bible isn't better than your phone Bible. Because, you know, we get very religious, you know. They're using the phones now. What's the difference? Okay, day. But because they didn't have phones in Moses' time, I'm going to use this. So, because they probably didn't have this. But, you know, he took the blood. He was about to come down and build the tabernacle. But just before he did that, he says, he sprinkled the blood. He sprinkled the blood on the scripture or the tablets. And then, Rainey, if you can go back to read this, he sprinkled the blood on the people. Why? Because now I'm coming into your presence. I'm making this personal. So now I'm going to sprinkle it on you. So now you're going to live sacrificially. And that's why we have the bulls and the lambs and the goats. And you're going to keep sacrificing. Because they were all type of Christ and a type of you. you're going to be a living sacrifice. Really, you have nothing else to give to God, Mike. We're all Mike today, right? He has nothing else to give to God. All you can do is sacrifice. That's why I say I'm drag Sarah across the floor. And nobody like that. But, you know, that's kind of an example. But just somebody, glow. I say, where's my blessing today? Today we live for him, Rob, and not for ourselves. Sarah, today we live for him. See, we don't know what that kind of Christianity is. We don't know what that looks like, you know, living for him. But that love thing we read, that's all that was about, wasn't it? Okay. I'm so glad you guys still love me so good. By our confident trust in him, the blessing obtained by the blood becomes ours. Don't you like that? The blessing that was in the blood becomes yours. Not just the covering of sin, but the life of the blood. The blessing of the blood becomes yours. Jesus, we must never separate the blood from the high priest who shed it and lives to apply it. You can't separate the one from the high priest who shed it, the one who shed it. Not only did he shed it, he looks to apply it. Pastor Mike, lay on the floor. You haven't done this in a while. Lay on the floor. Not only to shed it, but to apply it. Lay on the floor. Right? Applying the blood now. He's a living sacrifice now. Can you see the smoke coming all up? You can never separate Taba, the one who shed his. See, that's what we majored, right? He shed his blood for me. 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 But where's the applying? So as Mike's down there, God's supplying, and he's taking all the what Mike wants and all Mike's wants and putting in Mike a spirit to serve and to sacrifice. He's putting in the spirit to serve and to sacrifice. You got a word for him? Okay, it's coming. He's putting in taking out all his blessed and highly favored and putting in him, I want to serve till I die. That's the baptism that the Holy Spirit's bringing to this house. And the ability to go through. See, God gave Michelle Cannon the blood lily not to just apply it on a part of her body, but to eat it. To become life, blood to become life for her. So her healing comes with the life of giving and sacrifice, you know. Her healing just doesn't come as a gift external from Christ. It's his blood getting inside of her, not only to heal her body, but her life would be a living sacrifice. Are y'all following me? He who once gave his blood for us will impart its potential. The one who gave his blood for us will impart its potential. Trust him to do this. Trust him to open your eyes and give you a deeper spiritual insight to the blood. They sang the song this morning about revelation, open our eyes to Christ. Well, we better make sure we know what we're asking for. Trust him to teach you to think about the blood as God thinks about it. Trust him to impart to you and make effective in you all that he enables you to see. Because, see, we're reaching true Christianity, Raquel. Come on. All that he enables you to see. Because what he's about to show you is going to be startling to you. See, we still think blessing. We still think, we think blessing. We think, give me. We think, what am I going to get? We think Christianity relates to how much am I going to profit by this? We still think that way. We still think that there's got to be in it for me some kind of something that Christianity, God loves me and he's going to, you know, he has a thousand on the cattle on thousand, whatever, a thousand hills, whatever. And I have this bless me mentality. So what he's about to reveal to you is going to be startling. You want me to do what? I'm going to tell you the real nature of me in you, about sacrificial life that's really like me. The one who left his glory, came down and sacrificed for men who had no chance. And I'm going to show you what that looks like. I'm going to show you what that feels like. I'm going to show you what it looks like to not think of yourself about anything. I'm going to give you a new meaning of sacrifice. I'm taking the veils off of you and showing you what sacrifice really is. God has to sort of turn things over and flip them around, Bren. And this is the renewing of the mind. Present your body the living sacrifice and be renewed, glow, in the spirit of your mind. Because your mind don't think like that. Your mind, Stan, we don't think like that, you know. You know, we can't even find $5 on the ground and say, you know, we think God just blessed us. You know, that's you know, we have this bless me kind of. Yeah. But, you know, we're growing up now. We're growing up now. And like I said, you know, God's trying to transfer us to the heavenly way of thinking. That's not just like more blessings. You know, abundant life is a sacrificial life. Y'all know we can't give up on anybody. We might have tossed. We might have tossed him out. The mic still down there. We might have tossed him, a person out. You know, because that expectation is not what we thought. Our expectation is still earthly. It's not heavenly. It's not high enough. And here's God saying, "Okay, I need another sacrifice from you to get them into the kingdom." Because it's our sacrifice to get others in the kingdom. See, it's like Jesus' sacrifice to get us in the kingdom. So, you know, when the Holy Spirit says, "I'm coming with another baptism," you know, so here's what we think. We think more power. We think more power. No. More sacrifice. It's more I'm stripping you of you. And it's going to be more sacrifice. Remember in Acts when the Spirit came and there's a new baptism came. Here they start to say, okay, now nothing that I own is my own anymore. See, that takes a baptism. That takes an infilling. That takes a life. See, we think infilling is now I mean more power. And see, we take it the wrong way. Now people are going to see me more because I got more power. They're going to notice me. They're going to call me to preach. They're going to say, can you pray? Whatever. But we're getting our minds renewed with this thing, see? How much can I lose of myself? How much of a sacrifice can I become? A living sacrifice can I really become? Rob, am I starting to live true Christianity now? And then let God take care of the other end of it. Let the power, all that stuff is Him. And this is where God has trouble with. This is where God has trouble with Rob. I should have him down here too. This is where God has trouble with Rob because I'm trying to waste him away. But he still wants to be conformed to this world. We're all Rob today. We're all Rob today. Is I'm trying to get them into the heavenlies and the sacrificial life. And they say, oh, no, that can't be true. My God shall supply all my needs. I mean, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things, you know, through Christ. He's like, wait a minute. If I can find one lamb. If you read Revelation 14, really it's the meaning of those 144,000 because they followed the lamb wherever he went. They followed the lamb wherever he went. They lived a sacrificial life. They followed the lamb. They were followers of the lamb, not of the lion, but of the lamb. They followers of the lamb. We want to be lions, what Mike was saying. We want to be lions. We want to, you know, we want to roar and step on the devil and not tell you to know how to sacrifice. That's kind of funny, really, because you know what? It's gotten to the point, you know, your phone is such a symbol of you. You ain't going to sacrifice that thing, man. I know, Madeline. Don't leave it at home. I was like, Glory, I got a little joke about that. So the blood is indicative of the lamb, you know, it's slain. So we have to come to him because, you know, a lamb has no strength. Ron always says he's the dumb as a, what did you say, Ron? Dumb as a box of rock. All he know how to do is follow. And he know how to follow, you know. You put him out in the field, I don't even know what to do. They don't know northwest, east, south, which whatever the shepherds say. In other words, whatever the Holy Ghost say, that's what the land is. They don't know what to do. They have no intelligence. They have no. That's in their sacrificial. All day we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. In Romans 8. But in all these things, we're more than conquerors. Can y'all get that? We got to have a lamb nature. You know, Jesus was the lamb that was slain. You know, here's what I think. And he's still the lamb that's on the throne, right? It's still the lamb that's the, you know, Gloria and I spoke the other Saturday. That's one of the things we told them. This is one of the things we told the husbands. You know, women are looking for men, but lamb men. You understand? Not lion men who want to be bossy and all that. They're looking for, they need lamb men. They need men who know how to submit to God as the head, but they're the lamb head. Too many lying men out there, husbands out there. Not lying, lying, lions. Probably both, James said. Well, if you're lying, if you're not a lamb, you're gonna be lying. y'all follow me there. That's him being our example. He's slain. You know, really, Pastor Love, really, that's why the apostolic life is starting to pump up in this house. Because more of us now are walking in a slain life, a sacrificed life, see. And that's why those people could give all their goods and they claim nothing of their own. And they had all things in common. Look, don't try to put a program in place to have all things in common. There's no lambs there to make that happen. It won't work. Unless the Holy Ghost has made us under his sheephood. Did we finish? We finished him, right? No. Trust him above everything in the power of his eternal high priesthood to work unceasingly in you the merits of his blood so that your whole life may be an interrupted abiding in the sanctuary of God's presence. How many know that we're starting to come up? How many know that God's starting to breathe in us and we're coming up? But even when we come up, we're dead to ourselves. When we have the lamb slain living inside of us. Believer, you have come to the knowledge of the precious blood. Hearken to the invitation of your Lord. Come near. See, the blood is just bringing you near. See, it's just the spirit of the blood is bringing you near. And that, you know, and it's a wonderful thing that we can talk like this morning, because that means we're ready for to come near, Sarah. And the blood is meaning something to us now. And Rob, we're just not quoting the blood over this situation. That's we knowing the value of the blood, and why we're quoting it. There's a new baptism coming over this house. There's a new baptism coming over this house. There's a new baptism of the Spirit. Yeah. He's bringing the lives closer to him. Amen. Right? Thank you, Pastor Mike. Thank you, Pastor Mike. He don't want to get out. Amanda, why don't you come pray? Yeah. He lost somewhere, Pastor Johan. I don't know how to explain the value of what the Holy Spirit is doing today. Flesh and blood's just not revealing this stuff to us. You know, somebody said to me last week, you know, God's making us a New Testament church. Thank God for the blood. Not only that he shed for us, but he's allowing us to drink as well. Amen. Praise God.
Dear Lord, thank you for this message, Lord God. Thank you for delivering to us the way that we can understand it, Lord God. And as if we don't understand it, Lord God, place it in our heart that we do. Show us things that you need us to know, us to see in regards to this message, Lord God. I pray that you just slay us all, Lord God. Let us be like lambs, Lord Jesus. Let us follow you each and every day. And just thank you. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for each and every one of us, Lord Jesus. I pray that this upcoming week you display love for each of us, Lord Jesus. And that we love you, most importantly. So we can love others. In Jesus' name, amen.